Hey guys, before the episode starts, I just want to say that it's a bit of a controversial one. So if you are easily offended, go listen to my older podcast or come back another time.
So hi guys, I'm Jacob. Originally, we were going to cut out some of the recording, as you will notice later on in the podcast. But at the end, we decided not to cut out those parts because they could potentially be relevant to the topic at hand and how weed for certain people can affect your attention span. Have fun.
Oh yeah, have fun, guys.
And hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast of When She Is Talking. And today I'm with my dear friend, Jacob.
How's it going?
And we met each other in high school. And so today's podcast was actually not really planned. I was supposed to work on my project on the legalization of weed. But he came up and he had some ideas that I actually wouldn't fit the project, so I'd rather make a regular episode on that thing. And so the first question I'm going to ask him is, do you think it is a good idea to legalize recreational weed, and why?
Yeah, so I kind of thought about this for a bit, and it's such a simple question, right? For some reason, the simplicity of it is it's hard to give an answer, but in my opinion, and I've always known this, but I think all drugs should be legalized, or not necessarily legalized, but decriminalized, you know? Because why would you put someone in jail for something as small as weed, right? If alcohol, the argument that everyone makes is that if alcohol is going to be legalized, then why wouldn't weed be legalized? Because obviously alcohol, there's no overdoses, or there's I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but there's tons of overdoses every year, right? But with weed, obviously zero, right? There's none, right? So that itself is just a strong argument, right? But yeah, that whole thing that all drugs should be decriminalized, that's a whole another podcast on it, in and on itself, but you know what I'm talking about.
I don't think it's a good idea to decriminalize every drug. Let's look at cocaine and heroin. They kill millions of people every day.
Okay, yeah, but you should give people the freedom to put what they want in their body and do what they want with their body. And you can learn the consequences from doing that, right?
What about an 8-year-old? What if an 8-year-old...
Okay, yeah, but that's an extreme situation, right? Obviously, we limit the access of drugs to underage people because it fucks with their developing mind. Wait, am I allowed to swear on this?
No, yeah, it's okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But that's kind of a given, right? But yeah, no, as for older people, I don't know, with all drugs, cocaine and even heroin included, moderation is key. And even with weed, people, especially with weed, and I experience this myself, marijuana addiction, and a lot of people say marijuana addiction, that's impossible. But I had a psychological addiction to smoking weed. I was addicted to smoking weed. And when you actually get to that point where you want to quit, it becomes easy when you know what you want to do. But yeah, no, you can 100%. A lot of people, I've heard stories of people that have quit heroin, right? And they have trouble quitting weed. I hear this a lot, right? But yeah.
Could it be because of they use another addiction to fix an addiction?
Yeah, no, that could be one of the reasons. Kind of how a Juul works with smoking, you know, it's really hard to quit smoking by itself, cold turkey. It's really hard, right? So you need an outlet, you need something else to do to fill that hole.
That void, that you have.
Yeah, right. And with weed, you know, how do I say this? We can move on to the second question.
Yeah, okay, let's move on, yeah. So, we know that there's a lot of underage people that smoke weed. Yeah. That question was actually made before it was legalized. But now that weed is legal, recreationally, do you think there's an increase of it, of people smoking weed?
Underage?
Yes, underage.
Well, if there's an increase, the thing about the Canadian... the whole legal system of weed is it's what they should have done. They did the whole process wrong, right? And there's just as many, like, they said the reason they were legalizing it was to get rid of the black market, right? But if you want to get rid of the marijuana black market, then you have to do a lot more than just legalize it and make a few stores or whatever. Like, what they should have done is allow private businesses to sell their own weed, right? Because then and like tax those individual companies or whatever. But where was I going with that? Yeah, but I'm trying to think right now.
So you're saying that we should, but I thought, wait, I thought the businesses, the weed businesses, were private.
No, they're not. Like, they are private, but they should allow anyone to be able to
open a store.
Yeah, cause then the economy around it would just build itself, right? Right now, like, if you go to a marijuana store and you want to buy legal weed, it's going to be really hard to, because half the time they don't even have legal weed and they have to wait for a shipment to come in, you know? And, like, they almost never have weed at the stores. Like,
That's what I saw on the... Have you saw, like, on the first day, weed... Like, there was some...
Oh, yeah, it was sold out instantly.
There was people waiting in line.
Just imagine, instead of that, imagine if a bunch of private businesses came up, or, like individual companies, like, that weren't controlled by the government, or... Like, imagine if they all came up and they... And there was, like, stores all around Mount Pearl and St. John's that everyone would go to. Everything would just build itself, like, you know? And I feel like the way they're doing it right now, it doesn't get rid of the black market, because there's still a market for the black market, you know? Because they're not selling, like... When I buy weed, I don't go buy it legally, because half the time they don't have weed,
right? Yeah, okay.
So, and it's so also the black market, the black market is still getting money.
I know when the businesses, they have like a certain amount of THC they're allowed to have. Am I right?
I'm not entirely sure, but I've never seen anything over like 20% or like 21 or something like that. Weed can get up to like 30% THC, but that's a little bit rare here, I find. I don't know.
I know, and to get like sometimes people who wants to feel like dozed off or something like that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh yeah, like you're talking about the indica and sativa type of thing.
What I mean is that people who wants to look like something strong, they're not going to go to a local business, they're going to go to like some black market.
You know, with the black market weed, you don't really know what potency you're getting, right? So it's kind of like a gamble every time you buy weed, of the potency that you get, right? Like, even like from the same dealer, like if you keep going back to the same dealer, like one time they'll have like the best weed that you've ever smoked, and then like the next time they'll have like a extremely shitty weed, right?
Could that be like you get used to it?
Like, okay, so tolerance is a really big thing. A lot of people say, oh yeah, first off, the best way to smoke weed is to not do it every day, because you'll keep building up your tolerance, right? And then you'll just keep smoking weed. Like, I was at a point where I would take a bong rip or whatever, and then I would take another one, and then another one, and another one, and I would smoke so much weed that I would just completely sober up, and I would just get this weird, like, headache in the back of my head. Like, the normal people, if they took that many bong rips, then they'd be done. They'd be on the ground. Like, they'd be dead. Like, I don't know, but... Yeah, but as you smoke more weed, the real way to smoke weed is to not smoke weed for a really long time and then smoke all the weed at once and just hold the fuck on.
Okay. So like, it's like to lose the tolerance and to get it.
Yeah, no, like you have to lower your tolerance, you know, and then smoke it, and then you'll feel that, because like if you keep smoking weed every day, it's not even like you're getting high anymore, it's just like you're getting that feeling back. And when you're sober, like if you're in that state where you're smoking weed every day, on those times when you are sober, it's a lot more rough, right? And it's just kind of like it feels like there's something missing, you know what I mean? Like when you're sober, like when you're in a habit of smoking weed, and then, I don't know, you don't smoke weed for like a day or something, you feel like something's missing. It's just like you're yourself, but instead you're just not high. Like it's you only really know unless you've been in that situation, but...
Okay, so it's like, imagine like you've never tried a food before and just try it and like, this is amazing. But by the time you're having it like every day, you just get used to it and then you get disgusted. Could you get disgusted from it?
From weed? I've heard of people, yeah. No, they say like... One guy I work with, like, he was like, yeah, no, like, I just completely quit weed because I just got tired of smoking it. And, like, in a way, I kind of feel that, like, I don't know if I told, like, I kind of implied before this podcast that I was in the process of changing my life around or whatever. Like I haven't smoked weed in like 3 days. I mean, I smoked like 4 hours ago, whatever, but like before that, I hadn't smoked weed in like 3 days, and that was kind of like a long time for me, because I would smoke weed every day, as I said, right?
But
yeah.
Like, but would it calm you down? Like, imagine you had just like a stress.
Yeah, it would, but that was the problem. It wouldn't. It blocked my ability to face my fears directly. You know what I mean? Like, when I smoke weed, it would blank out my mind, and I just wouldn't think about the problems that I actually had to face. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Like, so it would hide yourself from problems than facing them.
I'm kind of just saying that. I recently just watched a video where somebody said that. I'm like, you know what? I relate to that. But when you're sober and you face one of your problems, the first thing that you think to do is to smoke weed. A lot of people, right? And that was me, right? That was okay, me in that situation. And like, it once you get that in you, you just forget about all your problems. But when you're sober, you just keep thinking about it, right?
I know. I don't smoke weed, but every time I used to have like get really mad, I would just walk away.
Yeah.
Because that is a problem. Like, I can't seem to face that problem. I'm starting to get better at it, but like, it's still like, I still like, walk away.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I was at work, and my manager was like, "Okay, Gabe, you're responsible to empty out the truck. And after that, you got to separate a group of people to go do other stuff, and the other is going to help to empty out."
Are you like a manager or something?
No, I was not.
Oh, no,
the
manager told you to do
that. Yes, because there was nobody in charge that day. We usually have like 4 or 5 people that's in charge. But that time there was nobody, and my manager told me, I was like, you know what? Okay, yeah, I can do that. We emptied out the truck. Go see this girl that I've helped, that I was kind to. I've helped her with a lot of stuff. And she, I told her, I was like, okay, so you're going to work on those projects, because the people I picked that's going to help me finish empty out the truck, move all the pallets, stuff like that, are the people that I think are best qualified for it. And she told me that I put her with everybody else. I hate it.
Mm.
And I told her I don't like doing it, because it's not my place to do it. And so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I just walk away. That's what I said. I was like, fuck it. I don't care what you do. I walked away.
And now when you walked away, were you thinking about it in the back of your mind? Like,
yeah, I was pleased.
But the thing is, the difference between that is when you smoke weed, you don't think about it. Your mind is blank, right?
I know. That was a big problem. And I know. I was like, people, like every other workers was around there. I was like, shit, that's not okay. That's not okay to say or anything like that. And so when my manager came back, asked one of the other workers, like, she was walking around, and people were like, hey, you should go tell your manager. That's not something you should do. That's really bad. So I was like, okay, I'll think about it, but I don't want to cause any trouble. She's nice sometimes, and most of the time, she's really nice, but that time was like really bad. And so I was like, you know what? Okay. I bring out the pallets, I come back out, and one of my friends told me, I was like, oh, yeah, I told, someone told the manager. I was like, yeah, but that wasn't their problem. But then I find out that the manager asked him. When the manager came up to me and asked me about it, I was like, yeah. It was a big problem, but if I would have felt like I would have walked away, I would have felt like I would have, like, she would have won. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying now. I'm trying to be like facing my own fears and be like saying, fuck you to whoever disrespects me.
Yeah. And back to the topic of weed.
Oh, yeah.
No. Anyways, but like, the main reason I saw, and like it, I went through a lot to realize, I always knew in the back of my mind that I had to quit smoking weed. Like, this was always there, you know, but I came to the realization that I won't progress in my life if I don't quit smoking weed. You know what I mean? And like, that might be weird as like an outside viewer to hear, but like, I don't know. Yeah. Where was I going with that?
You were saying that, like,
it's, okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about. What I experienced right there, it's it fucks with my social ability, you know what I mean? Weed does. Is it like, if I do it continuously and like my short-term memory is like no better than a fucking goldfish's, right? And I feel like this question right here, actually,
the question,
yeah, no, like, this question right here, do you think 19 is a good age to allow people to smoke weed? And I think, yeah, you should allow people to smoke weed at that age, but if I was to talk to somebody directly, no, you shouldn't smoke weed under the age of 25. That's my opinion. And like, well, because most people know this, but 25, you know, that's when your brain stops developing, right? And like, I know, like, weed has affected me mentally, right, in a negative way. So yeah, that's why I'm choosing to smoke weed, right? And I'm planning on doing it the New Year's. I wouldn't call it a New Year's resolution, but I'm going to Florida actually in like 5 days or something. So, and I won't really have access to weed down there. I don't know any drug dealers or anything, but yeah, no, that's going to be a good head start for me to quit smoking weed, right? I'll be gone for like two weeks without weed. That'll be a good head start.
But doesn't Florida has like legalized recreational?
Recreational? No, I thought it was. No, I thought it was medicinal. It, like, for medical purposes.
Only medical purposes. Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, no. A lot of states are, like, weed is completely illegal. Or a lot of states in the United States are like, I know. That. Yeah. Just, it's, like, not even for medical use. And, like, I don't understand that. Like, it still, like, bewilders me. Like, I don't even know how that, like.
That's one thing I don't really understand is that I don't smoke weed and I don't. Like, I know people that smokes it for medical use, and I'm like, I still don't understand that feeling of how a drug could help you fix some of the problems.
Yeah. No, that's like a weird one.
I've heard that, like, I know somebody that has short attention span, and it actually helps them focus and all that. And I don't understand how it would help.
Like, it doesn't. A lot of people say, well, what kind of conditions are you talking about? Like, what does this person use weed to treat, I guess? This one that you're talking about, if you're comfortable saying. You know what I'm asking, right?
What do you. No, no.
Like, why does he smoke weed? You said for medicinal purposes. But what was wrong with him? Like,
like, short attention span and stuff like that. Like, he can't really focus, and so I
see, like, the thing about weed is it affects everyone differently, and you can say that about every single drug. Every drug affects everyone differently, right? And I feel like weed is another big one, right? Some people have like a burst of creativity when they smoke weed, and like they're active and stuff. And it also depends on the strain that you're smoking, right? Like, if I smoke like an indica strain, I'll be like in the couch. I won't want to talk to anyone. I'll be in my own mind, right? But like, if I smoke sativa, I'll fucking run around a building for like, I don't know, 2 hours straight or something. I don't know. That's just me. Everyone reacts differently. And like, for some people, it's the other way around. Like, sativa will put them in the couch. Like, that's not really as common, but it kind of messes up their mentality. Some people. I don't know.
Okay. Some people that I was talking to one of my old friends, and they were saying that the legalization of weed is like a gateway to more hard, stronger drugs. Like,
yeah. Okay. So this is. I have to form a good argument because I said at the start of the podcast that I think all drugs should be decriminalized. Decriminalized. Okay. So this has been put to test in another country. I think it might be in like South America.
Portugal. Portugal, yes, they had a really bad thing with, I think, it was like drugs and stuff like that. So they legalized everything.
Well, they didn't legalize it, they decriminalized it.
Yes, they decriminalized it, and now they have a lot of help, and it does
actually. Oh, yeah, it helps a lot, right? So I guess that's proof in of itself, right?
But that's also one country. Like, okay, we don't know how it would affect like other countries.
Yeah, but a population is a population, right? And if we've seen benefits like that, isn't that enough to at least put it to the test? Isn't that compelling enough evidence? You know what I mean?
But how would you put it to the test? Like, you cannot put like a 31-day trial. I was like, oh, well,
yeah, well, guys. I mean, like, you, first off, you start by legalizing, I don't know, like lab testings of certain drugs and stuff, right? Okay. And you allow people, because like for a lot of drugs, like, people aren't even allowed to research them, right? Especially in the United States.
That's one thing, right? That I find that shouldn't be illegal. Researching on.
Oh yeah, 100%. You should be able to research whatever the hell you want, like literally anything. Like if it has the potential to benefit our society, I think you should be completely allowed to do that.
Yeah, if you have a good argument and stuff like that, that's what I mean. Like, shouldn't just be like, oh yeah, I wanna try doing cocaine for like 31 days straight.
But the thing is, so many jobs rely on the black market. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, a lot of jobs in America relies on the black market, right? So, okay. Like, if they decriminalized all drugs and, like, the black market started to diminish, then where are all these jobs going to go? Like, the DEA and stuff. Like, there's going to be nothing to, you know, there's no...
always be, that's
okay, up. Yeah, but, like, a bunch of people are going to lose their jobs, right? Because they won't need that many people.
Oh, okay, so it's like...
That's what people say, right?
But, okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
But, like, the thing I saw with the gateway of it is that when cigarettes was, like, everybody could smoke it. Do you remember? Like, nobody thought there was a problem with it. It was, like, in the 70s and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody was like, oh, sure, it's fine if your kid smokes or stuff like that. And then they started to make research about it, and they're like, shit, it causes cancer.
Yeah.
And so that's when they started to put regulation, and I think that's what they should do with...
But that was kind of like the new age. Like, this is like the new age of, I don't know, knowledge in general. Like, I feel like they figured out that cigarettes were bad for you because, you know, that's... Our technology has gotten that far to discover that, right? And, like, same with every other drug. Right now, we have the potential to figure out if these drugs are cancers, but there haven't been any counts of marijuana being bad for you or causing cancer, and CBD actually has been known to have reversing effects on the lungs, right?
Yes, of course. But thing is that before they should have legalized weed or marijuana, they should have made years of research on it. They should have,
which they kind of they did though, like, as far as I'm concerned,
but it was pretty restrained
to an extent. Yeah, but like, I feel like since nobody has overdosed on that, that's in it, like, itself is enough to legalize a drug if nobody's overdosed on it. I feel like that is one thing, you know, that...
Okay, so, like, we don't, like, you saying that there's no research made about overdosing. Like, there's no proof that there's overdosing.
Like, no, I'm saying... What am I saying? See, like, if I hadn't smoked weed 5 hours ago, I would be probably on my game, right?
Do you want to reach on another time?
I kind of want to keep, like, a snippet of this, and then, like, even I can, like, I know a lot about computers. I can, like, you know, crop stuff out, but, like, I want to keep some parts of that, because, like, some parts of that I was good, but, like, some parts of it I was, you know, but that's one thing, like... We fucks with my short-term memory, so I'll be talking about a topic, and then I'll be like, where was I?
What happened? No, but I think, you know, it's interesting, actually, to see how weed affects you.
Yeah.
Even just
100%.
Regular conversation, it does affect the way you talk.
And you'd be surprised, too. People put you down when you tell them that you're going to smoke weed. Like, I've told, like... My family's, like, obviously, my family wants me to quit smoking weed, but, like, I'll tell my friends or something and be like, dude, you're not smoking weed anymore? Like, I can't believe that. Like, and they almost get mad at me for wanting to do that. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It is one of the most harmless, or it's one of the more harmless drugs out there, right? Weed is. But that doesn't mean it's okay to do at the level that I'm doing it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, people, like, you'd be surprised, like, people put you down for wanting to quit smoking weed, and that surprises me.
So, is that what makes you keep going?
No, the reason I'm still going with this, like, what do you mean, keep going with quitting smoking weed or whatever?
No,
is that
what's
pushing me?
Or no, like, the thing is that you're telling me that your friends were, like, they're, like, telling you not to quit, and is that the reason why you...
Want to quit? Or like...
No, that you don't really want to quit. Is that a reason to make you keep pushing forward on smoking weed?
Oh, no, I know they're wrong. Like, I've always known that, like, again, like I said this before, I've always known that I need to quit smoking weed. Like, that's always been in the back of my head. But right now, I just realized, yeah, like, it's affecting my life a lot more negatively than I had previously thought, right? And, like, you're like, oh, maybe it's, you know, it's just, it's a harmless little drug, but... You can honestly see how it affects somebody. When somebody smokes weed, you can see it in their eyes. Like, you know what I like? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's a little bit weird, but you can see it in their eyes when somebody's a chronic weed smoker. Like, a lot of the time, you might even see it in my eyes a little bit. Like, do I look like I just smoked weed?
No, you just look like you're exhausted.
Exhausted? Well, there you go. You can see it in my eyes.
Okay, but like, it doesn't happen also to everybody.
Yeah, no, like, again, like, it affects everyone differently. Like I said before, so for some people it might help in certain aspects. Some people might not. And for me, like, there's no reason I should be smoking weed right now. Honestly, it's all it is a quick and easy way to get dopamine, and like, it just ruins everything, because like, you don't want to do anything. You're a lazy cunt just sitting back doing nothing all day, right? And then you just don't experience anything. So I feel like in a way that can diminish your social ability, because how are you supposed to have a social interaction with someone if you don't go out and experience anything, if you don't have anything to talk about? You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yeah.
Like,
if you close up yourself.
Like, okay, so for example, these past few months, I can tell you, I haven't been doing much with my life. And I feel like that was the call to action. That was the trigger for me saying, I need to quit smoking weed. Because when I quit smoking weed, or like for a remote amount of time, I can tell instantly. There's I can tell that I stopped smoking weed. Like, I become a better person almost. And I don't know if necessarily. But
could you do that without stopping smoking weed? Because I know I have the same problem. Like, every day for me is like, most of the time, is that I wake up late, I go for a walk.
Same.
I try to have like a bit things different, but otherwise I just go for a walk, come home, eat, go to work, go come back really late, sleep, wake up, eat. And that's what I feel like. And sometimes I just stay in bed at 11. I'm like, man, like, I need to get the fuck out of bed.
Yeah.
And I don't smoke weed. And it's that.
Don't then, because smoking weed is going to make that 100 times worse. I guarantee you. It amplifies the worst parts of you. And like, for my whole life, I've had a problem with social anxiety. And like, I've always had social problems. Like, you may never, like,
I never.
You probably haven't noticed that for me. Like, I seem like I'm socially put together, maybe. Like, yeah, to you.
You were the contrary of me. Like, in high school, yeah, like, you had all those friends, and I was kind of alone.
Yeah, I might have seemed like that, but the social anxiety is in here, right? I'll feel a lot more uncomfortable about a situation than I should. And, like, I don't know, it's weird, but, like, when I'm put under stress in a social situation, like, it is the most painful thing ever. I would rather get fucking punched in the face as hard as I can by the rock chop and something than be in another one of those situations. And, like, I should push myself to be in more of those situations, right? Discomfort equals progress. Progress equals happiness.
That's true. That was actually pretty cool. No, but yeah, you're right. Is that I also have the big problem I have. I don't really have problem with social people hanging out with being. Okay, what I mean is I don't have a lot of problem with being social. The problem that I have is that I don't go out enough because I don't have the time. Half the time I'm lazy, and the other time I'm just
working. Yeah, see, you think you don't have time, but you have time.
I do. I have time. That's right. Yes, if I cut out my laziness.
You're living in here. That's your problem, and that's my problem, right? You're living everything that you're doing too much thinking, and you're not doing enough doing.
That is, yes, that's the problem. But yeah, and that's one thing I really, really hate.
What's that?
It's like, I'd be awake at 8 in my bed, and I'd be like, I don't want to get up.
Yeah.
I don't want to get up, and it's just...
Oh, I was in a phase of going to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning and waking up at 3 o'clock in the day. I'm not joking you. Like, it was bad. Like, 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. Like, that's correct. Like, that's messed up.
I know.
That's not healthy at all. And I don't know, I saw this somewhere, but apparently people that go to bed later are more prone to death. Just death in general.
Yeah,
I don't know where the basis. I didn't even read up on the article because I just looked at it. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm dying. And then I just turned off my phone. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm dead as fuck. But yeah, I don't know.
No, I know. It's a big problem that I have, and I think I should be hanging out with a lot more people.
Oh yeah.
I should be going out. I should be going to parties.
Who's playing the piano?
I think that's my siblings.
Yeah. Yeah, but do more doing. Yeah. Well, you said you don't play guitar very often. You said
I don't play any instruments.
Why not try?
I think it's the part of me that's scared to be judged.
Oh, you don't gotta What do you, okay, like, you don't have to play in front of people. Like, I get scared of being judged when I play in front of people.
But it's like, also the part that it's like, it's me as like, I'm never gonna finish it.
What do you mean?
Like, it's the part of me that's like, oh shit, like, it's too hard, I quit. That's also thing, a part of like, me that's making me not okay, want to so do stuff.
When I, like, my guitar style, it's weird. Like, it's really weird. Like, I usually, I do something called finger style. I don't know if you know what that is. You probably have no idea what that is. It's kind of like, you know how most people just play with a pick or whatever. Like, I pluck with my fingers, you know?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I'll find a song on YouTube, and, like, there doesn't even have to be, like, a tutorial for it or whatever. And I will literally practice that song for, like, a month or 2 months straight and just keep playing it over and over again. And the first time I play it, of course it's going to be bad. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, this is the hardest thing in the world, right? Like, you don't have a guitar here, do you?
No, I don't have a guitar.
Or, well, you had some electric guitars, but those are all, like, right-handed guitars. That's weird.
Yeah, it's, I know when the time I saw that, it was, like, it was getting too hard for me, and I started, the problem that I have, like I told you, it was, like, the problem I get too hard, is when I started playing H1Z1, the Battle Royale.
Yeah.
The game was dying and stuff like that, and it was on for free, so yeah. I downloaded it. It took me
that 20... actually got pretty popular at one point.
I know, when it first came out. But after...
Not when it first came out. It got popular at when the Battle Royale
yes,
came
Battle
out.
Yes, Battle Royale, yeah. And the problem is that when Dime was dying, the game was dying, and so I launched, and it took me 26 hours to get a kill.
20. Oh, yeah.
And it was... And I was like, yeah, no, I don't... That's not
You have to use. Commit to something. Like, everything that seems remotely challenging, like, the, yeah, there's going to be challenge in it.
I know, that's what I'm like, pushing myself, too.
Yeah, you may think, oh, this is impossible, but I promise you, like, if you want to get good at anything...
You got it.
You have to put in the hours. Like,
I know.
Like, you've heard this a million times, it's not going to come overnight. And that's just, that is what it is. It is what it is. Like,
I know.
And you understand that, right? It's just you can't commit yourself to something like that because it's hard to. And I understand that, too. Because, like, I don't know, like... There's a bunch of examples, like, yeah, I'm able to commit to something like guitar because I started young, right? And music is really, like, it's a lot easier if you're starting young, right? I find that, like, same with, like, language, same with pretty much everything. When you grow into something, it becomes a lot easier, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But needless to say, like, anyone can learn, anyone can do what I do, they just need to put in the hours, you know what I mean? Like, anyone can play guitar like a professional. You just need to put in the hours. It's as simple as that.
I know, and, like, that's why, like, I got a goal. The fastest mile run, the 1 mile run, the fastest man of run was, like, 3 minutes and 42 seconds, I think.
Okay, yeah, I know.
I'm going to try to beat that. I know I'm not going to beat it. I know it's done.
Wait.
3 minutes and 42 seconds.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's somewhere around here.
Because, yeah, no, I've seen some videos on that.
And that's why, like, I'm going to try my best to do it. And I'm not going to stop until I somewhat get close
You need some discipline.
I know.
You need a lot of discipline. And it's interesting because a lot of people say that discipline gives you happiness in life. Like, because, like, some people say, oh, yeah, like, every single morning I wake up at 4 o'clock. There was this one guy on the Joe Rogan podcast that's like, yeah, every day I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I go for like a 20K run or something. And like, this guy is insane. Like, he set the world record for most pull-ups or whatever. And I think it was like an hour and literally his hands were bleeding. Like, everything, oh, wow. It was insane. Right. And like, apparently he says like, I'm disciplined and I'm the happiest man in the world. Like,
okay.
He puts himself through hell, yet he's the happiest man in the world.
I know.
I mean, obviously, that's subjective. You can't say, yeah, I'm the happiest man in the world. I could say that, right?
Okay.
You can't just believe somebody's word. But, like, I don't know. It's interesting.
No, no.
But,
I used to run in the morning at 5 a.m. Do you remember that, those days? Like, I would tell you, I would go to school. I'd be, like, feeling really happy because, like, I was, like, I ran at 5 a.m.
Oh, another thing is, if you work a lot, you'll value your free time a lot more. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's true.
What, like, if you work more, this is 100% true. Like, if you work more, if you're like sitting down and playing video games all day,
I know.
Then you're gonna be like, so what? Like, when you're working, you're always, you want to come back to the computer. You want to come back to the drinking a brew and watching the game or whatever. So you value your free time more. But if you're always experiencing the free time, then you don't value it anymore because that's all there is, right?
That's the problem, is that this week I worked 37 hours and a half. That's without the overtime that I've been doing. And on my free time, I'm like, what should I do?
It's like, I don't... Just do. That's it. Just do.
I know.
Whatever there is to do.
The thing is that I try to sit down and play video games and I just get annoyed by it. I'm like, oh man.
I know what you mean. I came to this epiphany that, oh man, I'd love video games, but when you put video games to its core, all it is experiencing a lower form of reality. You know what I mean?
I know, but it's also
like I don't know.
I think it's like I've been working for so much that on my free time I just want to work because I got nothing else to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I do have friends to hang out and stuff like that, but most of them are in school. Or most of them are working, and I'm like, I'm at home sometimes. Like even today on my free time, I was like, what should I do? I stayed in bed until 11, and I was like, I need to get up.
I feel like it's hard, like especially in Newfoundland, to find stuff to do. That's
I know, yeah.
It's like you can't really go out and experience things as easy as you could if you were, for example, just any place warm or like a nice city or something. I don't know, but. What was that? I was going to say something there.
Are you saying like how Newfoundland is like not that much to do? And? But I know it's that, it's like, I don't know where to go. Like there's not that many places to go drive to. And
yeah. Wait, so you're like a lot, do you have your own car? Or?
Yeah. I have the my one. Own car. Okay. Yeah. The one outside, driveway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, in reality, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do. It's just you have to look for those things. Yeah, like join a group or something, like join a sport, like do like a martial art. You know, do anything. There, like the world is yours. Do whatever you want. I forget who said this, and I'm quoting from someone that I don't even know, but your mind is like a playground. Okay. But you don't even know how to play. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay, so like, I feel like that, yeah, so like your mind is a playground and you don't even know how to play. Like your mind has all this potential, but you don't know how to use that potential.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So like, exactly. It's like, I know, it's really frustrating to have nothing to do. Like today all I did is I ate, went for a walk and cleaned up the driveway and now I'm doing this podcast. I'm not pissed about it. I love doing podcasts. And that's what I'm trying to do like every week. I'm trying to set myself on my free time. I'm going to go do a podcast. And to at least have something to do.
Yeah. Try to work online. I feel like that would be good for you. Like,
what do you mean? Work online?
Like, you probably already had these thoughts, but like, use your computer to work. Make money with this thing. Do you mean? It was a large investment, so...
Cryptocurrency?
No, not necessarily that.
Because I tried that. I'm not
selling a product. There's a lot easier ways to make money than cryptocurrency online. Trust me.
I know, but working online is still like
it's people make a lot more money than you think online, right? Like I was watching YouTube videos on this today, and see, like most of the time I'm talking, I'm like, yeah, I saw this video. Like I watch a lot of YouTube.
I know, like, same thing for me. It's like addiction to it. Almost. Yeah,
but it's I find that's good. There's a lot of informational stuff in it. It's kind of like the new book. I find, in my opinion, YouTube is the new book. And like, I know you might disagree with that because you love books. And like, yeah, in a way. Books are definitely a better way of getting knowledge, right?
I do see what you're trying to say. You're saying it's like,
but you have to watch the right YouTube videos. I'm not talking about Logan Paul. I'm not talking about Jake Paul. No, like I'm not talking about like H3H3. Fuck, I love those YouTubers, but that's not what I mean, right? I'm talking about informational videos, and there's a lot of them. Trust me. Like if you look around, and most people probably already know this, right? But yeah, I don't know.
No, I know. Is that so? You're seeing YouTube as a compressed format of a book?
Not necessarily. It's just, it could be the new book is what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, so, you know, in like the early 1900s, this was like in a Vsauce video. In the early 1900s, parents were complaining about their kids always reading their favorite magazine. You know what I mean? Okay, they're like, get your face out of that goddamn magazine and go outside. Oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like this day and age, it's your phone now. Like, get your fucking face out of your phone, right?
That's true, yeah.
But people have to accept it for what it is. It's a new age of information. The reason it falls off is because of the social aspect. If you watch videos of like people being interviewed like 50 some odd years ago, you'll notice that they seem a lot more genuine when they're talking. You know what I mean? Like you won't know what I'm talking about unless you've actually like seen videos of this. But like if you watch videos,
talk differently,
like talk in a more genuine way than people do these days. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like we can watch a video right now. Here, let's check out this computer here.
It's not on. Let's just finish the podcast for now.
Yeah, I want to show you this video after. I want to see if you know what I'm talking about. But I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
So, yeah, but that's also the evolution. Now, is that I know old people are gonna like the old ways, and I know when I'm gonna grow up and have some kids, I'm gonna like, kids, stop doing what the fuck is you're doing and just go.
I think we've reached almost the peak of our evolution at a biological standpoint. I think the next part of our evolution is technology. You know what I mean? Obviously, like, I feel like we've come to a halt nearly with our biological evolution. I'm like almost positive on that. The next step is technology. We're going to be using technology to enhance our brain, and that's just going to be the thing, right? You're going to have implants.
I don't think it's a good idea, but
I think
that's not going to stop anybody.
I think technology is going to ruin our society in a way that people won't realize. Like right now, like I feel like everyone's like, oh, like robots are going to take over the world type of thing. But that's not going to be our downfall. Our downfall is technology taking over our lives. You know what I mean? But that I don't even know if that's going to be a downfall yet or not. Right? Once technology comes into our lives and it takes over our lives, there's going to be drastic improvements to like every, like technology is going to go, it's going to fucking skyrocket like you've never believed, right?
I think
the power of technology is literally limitless, in my opinion.
I think it's also because the human are looking for something simpler and something more comfortable. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
Like, let's take the example of the industries of how they used to make metal or anything. Before it was all handmade. Okay. Now most of it is machines.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it was because it was cheaper and it was easier. There was less risk of danger or anything like that. That's what. And like, look now, would you rather look for a word in a dictionary or on your phone?
Oh, my phone, because it's a lot easier.
There
it's
you go.
It's just easier. It's all about accessibility, right?
Yeah.
Our accessibility is going to keep increasing as time goes by, right? But you know, that's a given, right? And we'll get to a point where everything is going to be so accessible, there's no point to anything. There's going to be no work to get your, like, we're already at that point with weed. Like, all you need to do for a reward nowadays is light up a joint, and then your dopamine receptors are flying off like fucking nuts, right?
That's one of the cases. And,
exactly, that's just one example. But yeah, I feel like that's a big problem with THC, like, in general. That's how it's fucked me up. Because like, when you have that dopamine in your brain, there's no reason to do anything else, right? Because it's like,
because you're happy.
Yeah, that it's okay. So imagine, you make like a company or something, and you progress that company, and like you feel really rewarded, right? And like, just imagine, okay, so dopamine is going to be the main thing in this point, but. Okay, so your dopamine receptors are going off because you feel happy that you progressed this business, right? It's not about the destination, it's about getting to the destination. You know, it's about it's about the progression that makes you happy, right? Okay. But if you take out the progression and all you got to do is fucking roll your fingers a little bit and
smoke it, yeah.
Then you get all that really easily. So it's like, well, then what's the point in making progress if I can just make the same dopamine, like...
If you can't be as happy, you know what I mean? But easier.
Yeah, oh, what? 100 times easier, 1,000 times easier, right? But, yeah, so that, I feel like that's the big problem with drugs. But, again, moderation is key when it comes to drugs. Moderation is definitely key. I think any drug is okay if you know how to control it with your, like, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
If you know how your body reacts to it correctly, you know.
I know. Let's take the example of just eating. Before we used to hunt to go eat.
Now we just
go to Walmart or just Super Center.
Like, oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on nutrition. Like, oh my God. I could rant for hours.
Nah, go on.
No, but it's really controversial, right? Like, I'm personally for veganism. Like, I think I've had this discussion before with you. I'm not a vegan. For veganism. Wait. I know that sounds weird.
The problem is that I don't have anything against veganism. The problem is that if everybody became vegan...
You could throw any argument at me, and I could easily refute that argument.
But I know, but the problem is that there's going to be an overpopulation of something.
So what are you proposing? What would happen if animal farming just ended tomorrow? What would happen?
Is that there will be a species that will grow so much, not just human. A species will grow up so much that it will just be an overpopulation of it. It will eat everything.
And whose fault do you think that is?
Mother Nature.
It's our fault.
No, it's not our fault.
I still don't understand what you're proposing. Are you just talking about, like, at a evolution
standpoint? We've been eating meat for so long. Okay, yeah, it would be our fault, the way you say it, yeah. Because we've been eating meat for so much that we've been controlling how other species evaluate.
You mean we've been messing with the food chain, is what you're saying?
Yes, that's
what. And so, like, we've been taking the cow out because we're throwing all these cows in farms. Like, all these...
Also, like, what we're doing is that if we want to, we can kill all the chickens. We can eat all the chickens. We can eat all the cows. And I think that is a problem that we've always had. It's like we've always kept it in a balance to be like between what's good for us and what's good for them. And that if we just cut it out, like the day after, it will just go to shit.
That'll be it would adjust itself over time. The food chain would reform itself.
It would
over
take
time.
Thousands. Oh,
no, no, it would take not thousands necessarily. Of years. Oh, you don't know how much a food chain can change instantly. Like we learn about this shit in school. Come on, like how alien plants can just come into an ecosystem and
evaluate and.
Yeah, and that can change a food chain. Okay, so how can I explain that? Okay, so imagine this plant is thrown into a river, but it's like a poisonous plant or something. This is just like hypothetical, right?
Okay, yeah.
Imagine the plankton or like the any organism in the water starts to eat this and then they die off, right?
Okay, yeah.
Then what happens to the animals that eat them? They die off because they don't have any more food. What happens to the animal that eats them?
They die
off because they don't have any more food, right? But those are just kind of like main food sources, right? I don't know. It's interesting. Food chain can change drastically very, very quickly. And with the help of humans, I think if we ended this tomorrow, you know, I feel like with enough work, we could integrate these cows back into the nature.
And what if there's an overpopulation of something? Let's take the example of what if there's too many wolves?
There isn't.
I know, but like imagine just after, like if we just completely stop eating meat, there's just this wave of wolves. Because if we don't eat it, something else will eat it.
Oh yeah, 100%. But my point is we shouldn't be the one that's eating it.
Why? We've been doing it for thousands of years.
That doesn't justify it. That's an appeal to history fallacy.
But we've been eating
just it because we've been doing it forever doesn't mean it's okay to do
no,
that.
No, I know, but like we've been doing it for so much that we have technically controlled.
Also, we don't. Okay, so thousands of years ago, yeah, it was an easy way to get a dense calorie very quickly, right? It was so rewarding for little risk, right? All you had to do was pull out your bone marrow and then boom, you have a meal for, yeah, I don't know, like a few weeks or something. But these days there's nothing to it. Like we can live on plants.
But if we start eating plants, what if we kill all the plants?
We won't though, because all the farmlands will make way for, you know, or no, all the animal farms will make way for more room to.
But there's all
to
the,
grow plants, right?
And that if we eat plants, then that means something else will eat us.
Eat us?
Yes, because we are like. That's what's happening.
No, not necessarily, because this is what puts us in the top of the food chain. Like, our brain is what puts us at the top of the food chain. We're going to stay at the top of the food chain for as long as possible, unless a meteor hits and we all die tomorrow. But, like, you know what I'm saying, right? But we're always going to be at the top of the food chain. There's no arguing that.
But there's still, no, I don't think everybody, I don't have any problem with people not eating meat, but we are still killing living organisms.
Oh, you're going to get into that argument that plants' lives yeah. matters.
No, if an animal is a living organism.
Yeah, but there's a difference between having a cardiovascular system and just being made up of a bunch of small little cells.
Yes, I mean, okay, yes.
Like, yeah, okay, so an animal has a consciousness. Do you think a plant has a consciousness? An animal can feel pain. Do you think a plant can feel pain?
We don't know that. We don't know if a plant can
feel pain. But we are like 99% sure.
But still, like, we're not 100% sure that
they react to pain, but they can't perceive pain because they don't have a brain to perceive the pain.
I think
the only way, the only thing that we, the only, how do I put this into words?
I think plants do. They. I don't think they can feel pain, but I think they're conscious of it. Because if they weren't, then why would they reproduce?
What do you mean? They reproduce to reproduce their species.
Yes, but if they don't have conscious of that, if they don't have the consciousness of.
They don't just make the conscious choice to reproduce.
So you're saying it's just
they don't have a consciousness. They don't have a brain to have a okay. consciousness. You know? I don't know.
Okay. So you're saying that it's like, it's just a body thing.
As far as we're concerned, the only thing that that can perceive pain is a brain. That's okay. as far as we're concerned. And a plant doesn't have a brain. So I feel like that's compelling enough evidence to say that plants don't feel pain. They may be able to react to pain, and like people, like, for example, a Venus flytrap reacts to, I don't know, a bug coming near it or whatever. And that's not necessarily pain. And some people are like, oh, it's conscious because it did that. No, that just happened because that's just how the plant works. Like, that's just a reaction. I don't know. That it doesn't mean that the plant is conscious.
Okay. But it's still like...
How long have you been rolling? 52 minutes. That's solid. Yeah. I went a lot longer than I thought it was.
I know, me too. It's like, so, but that's still, is still, so like if we all stop eating meat tomorrow,
or vegetables is
what you're saying. But yeah, what if we just stop eating meat, like I said, the big problem is that it's,
oh no, but it's, we're not all gonna stop eating meat tomorrow, that's not how it's gonna work.
I know.
It's gonna be gradual, obviously, right? So it's gonna,
I don't think we'll ever stop eating meat.
No, you're going to be sorely surprised.
Unless we have a good reason for
okay,
it.
Okay, so you can... Yeah, we do have a very good reason for it. Climate change is the biggest one. You know, animal farming is one of the biggest reasons for climate change.
Also cow shit.
Or cow farts. The
yeah, cow farts is also another problem of it. So, but the thing is that climate change, is that it's not... the water is not going to dry off. It is just going to change the world, the Earth. Climate change isn't going to destroy Earth.
It's no,
going
to change. Yeah, of course it. It's not.
It's going to change it, and we do not know how to prepare.
Yeah, it's also
it.
Going
to
flood all these cities because the, like I said, the water level is going to rise because the glaciers are all going to melt, And these glaciers, okay, so in these glaciers, there's actually pockets of these greenhouse gases that are constantly being emitted as the ice is melting. Like, you know this, as the ice is melting, climate change or greenhouse gases are rising because of it. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Like, I still believe there's climate change, and I still...
And animal farming is one of the largest causes of climate change.
I've heard about that. But letting all those animals go, that could cause another problem.
Like what?
Like I said 1,000 times, overpopulation.
Over... no, not necessarily. What?
Well, so there'll always be
no,
some...
No, but the... Okay, so Mother Nature will naturally adjust the food chain.
Yes, if there's too many of it, it's just start killing it. But, okay.
Naturally, yeah.
Yes. Also, we will not be the top of the food chain anymore. Because that means if we let that down, then that means there's another animal that's going to eat other animals. And we're one of them. No. If we don't eat it, he's going to eat us.
What do you mean? A cow's going to eat us?
No,
if we don't eat a cow?
No, I'm not saying a cow is going to eat us, but another animal that eats everything is going to take our place.
No.
In the animal kingdom.
We're far from that. No, that's... Oh, man. I shouldn't have smoked weed today. I'm just out of it.
It's okay. Well, anyway, it was nice talking to you.
Oh, yes. It was lovely.
Yeah, we're going to end it there. So we talked about weed. We talked about nutrition.
We talked about a bunch of shit. Yeah, we just went wherever the hell we wanted to. We didn't even answer all the questions.
I know.
As far as I'm concerned.
Actually, I still want...
You want to ask about the psychosis?
Yes, I want to ask about psychosis and the problem with the black market and the legalization of it. I believe the problem with the legalization of it is that, like you said, they should legalize... I think they should legalize much more THC to bring down the black market.
Yeah.
Because, like, the problem is that CBD is also in the marijuana plant, which is the CBD counter effect the THC. So if you want to
feel... not necessarily counter effects it just, that's what a lot of people say or gives you the medicinal, like people that are I don't know, for certain diseases the CBD can treat it, like for
psychosis.
Example, like,
psychosis is one of them. They use CBD to
treat psychosis. They, believe it or not, they actually use cigarettes to treat psychosis too. Like, people with psychosis smoke cigarettes, and it actually, for some people, it helps. It's kind of funny,
But
don't ask. I don't know the science behind it. Fuck.
But that means they're using an addiction to fix another addiction.
Psychosis isn't an addiction.
Disorder. But the problem with THC, the problem with psychosis is that it could...
CBD is not a psychoactive drug.
No, I know,
right?
It's THC.
THC is a psychoactive drug.
Yes, and the thing
CBD
is that if you take too much THC, it could cause psycho...
No, it can't. See, that's a big misconception, because if you look at the statistics of this, the percentage of people that have psychosis hasn't changed over the years. It hasn't changed at all. Like, the same amount of people have psychosis 20 years or like 40 years ago when there wasn't weed legalized, or it just wasn't a popular thing, and they're still the same amount of people. The thing is it triggers it earlier on. THC can trigger your psychosis, you know what I mean?
Like, okay, yeah,
if you're gonna have psychosis in the future, you already have it, but you don't want to smoke weed because that can bring that on earlier, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But that is a misconception, that psychosis or marijuana causes psychosis. It doesn't cause psychosis. Weed can trigger psychosis. But, you know, yeah. I don't know. You'd have to look up that.
I know, research that
yourself.
I made a bit of research, but it's still something I wanted to talk about.
There's a bunch of... up with 100% compelling
evidence.
I know.
That's what I'm...
Like,
that's
there's so
I'm
much...
Saying. I did...
There's so many articles on this. There's so much conflicting evidence.
I know,
right?
That's what I'm saying. It's down on the internet. It's like, I can't find... I will never find a fixed answer on Google. That's pure fact.
Yeah.
But is that problem is what to believe. You know what I'm...
What to believe...
Is it what the majority says? Like, what most... article says?
I'd say, or is it... oh, that's a hard one, to be honest.
I know.
You don't believe anything until... You should be open to things. You shouldn't be like, okay... When I first came in, you told me that it causes psychosis. Like, you were dead set on that.
Yeah, right? I know, because I made a research. I actually did follow what the majority article says.
Yeah, the majority says that it causes psychosis, but there isn't enough evidence to say that it does. And, yeah. Like, I feel like if the percentage of people that with psychosis hasn't changed over the years, then that alone tells you that weed does not cause psychosis. Okay. Because... The percent, okay, so if more people are smoking weed, then theoretically more people should be getting psychosis, but that's not the case. More people aren't getting psychosis. Well, more people are getting psychosis, that's just because our population is rising, right? But of the course. Percentage of people yeah, is not raising, changing. Is not changing, right? But like psychosis, yeah, weed can trigger it earlier on. And yeah, it is what it is.
Okay, well, I'm going to end the podcast there. Yeah. We've been talking for over an hour now.
Oh, yeah, just an hour, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was nice.
That went by pretty fast.
I know, actually. It was a great podcast. It was like a lot of talking about it. It was really nice. Well, anyways, thank you for being on the podcast.
Just saying, this would have been a lot better, though, if I wasn't smoking weed. I'd probably be able to, you know, put together thoughts a lot better, but... Yeah.
And we can make a second pot where you're like a lot sober and we can talk about different things.
Like I'm sober right now. I feel 100% sober. I just think about weed is it disconnects you from yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like it's you wouldn't understand it unless you've experienced it. But I feel like
if a lot of people are listening that have smoked weed before, then I'm gonna have to wait until
they're gonna feel like this.
Then you guys probably know what I'm talking about. Guys, like ASMR.
Okay, I'm gonna stop it there.
All right, bye, guys.
Okay, have a lovely day.